Should you know how much your coworkers make? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest figures show that not only do female undergraduates outnumber males, but women dominate the graduate schools too. And that's changing the strategy of the equal pay movement. Because corporations realize that if they can't attract and keep these female graduates, their competitors will. And that means more companies are looking for ways to convince women that they're serious about pay and promotion.
So it may not be that they don't want to do it, it's that they don't know how to do it.
At Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, Victoria Budson is working on a program called the Boston Women's Compact, which helps corporations attract and keep women. Participants offer benefits like on-site childcare, paid family leave, flexible hours, and in some cases, they agree to publish salary information because that's the only way you know if you're being paid fairly. It's no accident that the employer with the smallest pay gap between men and women is the federal government because the salaries are a matter of public record. And that's the main reason behind the president's latest executive order prohibiting federal contractors from punishing employees who talk to each other about how much they're making. But the most encouraging thing, I think, about the Boston Women's Compact is that it's not about new laws. It's about finding ways to hire and promote the best people at a time when more and more of them happen to be women who are looking for ways to work full-time without neglecting their families.
All of these interventions that help women help everybody.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.